Hampton-based musician Zach Ingles is currently in the midst of his second Christmas charity tour around the St. John region. Supporting a number of smaller local charities, the tour brings together various local musicians for unique festive shows. Having already kicked off in Sussex, the tour continues in St. Martin's, Rothsay, Hampton and St. John. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Ingles about the artists involved and the charities being supported, as well as his reasons for embarking on the project.
One of the core values of the event is that 100% of the ticket sales go to local charities, and so we've partnered with some great sponsors in order to be able to do that, and some really deserving charities. The idea really came about feeling burnt out and a little bit of a lack of inspiration in the fall last year. And I've worked for a long time in the nonprofit sector, and so I know that this time of year especially is crunch time, not only for the community organizations that are doing great work, but the people that are accessing those services as well, especially for smaller charities who are really just trying to scrape by with rapid decrease in sustainable funding sources, trying to keep the doors open and keep doing the good work that needs to be done in the community. And when it came to this year, it wasn't really a question on whether or not we would do it again. It was just how. I had lots of ideas on how to improve it. We've moved to some bigger venues, having quite a few sold-out shows. You know, it's a very grassroots DIY sort of thing. We want to play music and have fun with our friends and support some really deserving causes in the process. So the charities that we're working with this year, we just did our first show this past weekend in Sussex, and we were supporting the St. John Street Team, who's very active here in St. John, but they recently started up a Sussex operation. They do community meals and, you know, giving out essentials to folks in need in that community. We're supporting the Hampton Food Basket in Hampton. That's a charity that's near and dear to my heart, being a resident of Hampton and seeing all the good work they do there. In St. Martin's, we'll be supporting Lakewood Head Start, which again is a small, lesser-known charity, but does incredibly impactful work down on the Bay of Fundy there, and supporting people all through those communities that need a hand up, you know, whether it's with food or whether it's with clothing or essentials, they've got it. In Rossay, we're supporting the Coverdale Women's Center, and that's in partnership with the host venue, Foghorn Brewery, and they do a giving tree for Coverdale every year, and so it was a natural kind of partnership to do it that way. And then finally, in St. John, we're supporting the Center for Youth Care, running. They do lots of great work with young people in the community, but, you know, things like assisted living for teens throughout, like from St. Stephen all the way to Bloomfield. I really believe in community partnership, and so when I reach out to the venue to partner with them, whatever community it's in, they're my very first person to ask and say, who is doing really meaningful charitable work in the community? Because there's lots of charities that are doing really wonderful work, but there are a lot that kind of fly under the radar, don't have consistent funding sources, and those are the ones that I really want to be supporting as much as possible, and those are the ones I think that can benefit the most from an event like this.
About the shows themselves, I mean, what can people expect, and sort of who else is involved? Yourself, but other musicians, I understand, as well.
I tell people they can get a punch card and come to every show, because no two shows are the same, which is kind of neat. So you'll see me at every show, but I perform with different groups. I'm performing different material at each event, and there are different artists jumping on with me. When I started this last year, it really came from looking for a creative spark and reaching out to, you know, friends that I know that play music and saying, like, hey, would you want to do something great and pour some good back into the community? And so we had a whole host of artists last year jump on board. This year we have Jacob Chevery, who's a great country artist from Darling's Island. We are doing a show with Jessica Ray, the Preeper Ray and McKay Trio in Hampton, as well as a young artist from Kingston named Kate Dickey. Down in St. Martin's, I have a couple of my bandmates who are proper Acadian, and we're going to put on a good Christmas kitchen party. That's happening this week, and I'm super, super excited about it. In Rossay, we have Hope King, who's a great country artist from St. John here. And then in St. John, I'm going to be performing with my whole band, and we have The Last Call, St. John kind of rock blues artist, as well as a young artist named Levi Richard performing.
I kind of want to ask a little bit about your music as well. I understand you've got an album due to be released in the spring. Do you want to talk a little bit about what kind of music you play and where you find your influences?
My partner came up with a great description of my music, which is my sales pitch, which is quality folk music you can cry to. I write a lot of twangy, foot stompy, banjo driven kind of Americana rock music. Most of my songwriting comes out of my own personal experiences. So I live with a chronic mental health condition called PTSD. And so I write a lot about mental health, about depression, anxiety, really trying to share with anybody that will listen that it's normal to experience these things and you're not alone. When I was first diagnosed, I sure felt really alone, and I don't want that for other people. But packaging it with really fast, exciting bluegrass kind of rhythms, to me, I've found works really well to explore those more difficult topics. So my current project right now is called Get Ahead, and that title track is really a song for the moment. It's a blue collar anthem about just not being able to afford anything nowadays. Touching on, you know, the homelessness crisis and the cost of groceries and all those sorts of things. And that album's really a digging deeper into the kind of folk rock sort of sound, just really honest songwriting about where I'm at. I don't tend to shy away from any subject.
Kind of why is music and performing important to you? You've talked a little bit about it as an outlet of sorts, but, you know, yeah, do you want to expand on that at all?
I think at the heart of being a human is connecting with other people. And music is one of the ways that you can do that. Music is a vessel to connect with people, and so when I play shows, the number one thing that I want to do is I want to tell stories. I want to connect with people. I want people to feel seen and heard, and come up and have conversations. And I think it's a healing thing too, putting a lot of people in a room to experience something together and be affected by music is a really powerful thing, and I think the world needs more of it. There's only one ticketed show left with tickets. We've sold out two shows on the tour already. A couple were by donation. And so I can really only talk about the one show that people can come to now, which is the St. John show on December 20th. That's at Wasted Day Brewing. Tickets can be found on my website, zachingles.ca/Christmas. And that is with The Last Call and Levi Richard performing, as well as the Zach Ingles Band. And we'll be supporting the Center for Youth Care. So 100% of ticket proceeds, when you buy that ticket, every single cent of that goes directly to the charity. So people can feel really good about buying tickets and supporting a good cause.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.